Hi, Renee. Good morning. It's Peggy with Family First Care. How are you? You're not super clear. I'm just trying to see if Ms. Johnson reached back out to schedule the assessment.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
She didn't?
Yes, it's tomorrow.
I really can't hear you. I guess I'm going to send you a text because your phone is very staticky. No, I really can't. It's like something's like,
okay.
It's like real. So I'll text you, okay?
Hold on, let me check you out later, but maybe that might help. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, that's better.
Okay, yeah, it's scheduled for tomorrow at 9:30.
Amazing, okay. So let's just discuss for the assessment. Do you know how many hours per week you think Joseph needs?
I told her 24, and
24.
So she was
mm-hmm. A day or a week?
A week. No, a just, day, a day, a day.
Oh, yeah. So 24-hour care, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she was asking me some questions, like what could he do for himself, and I told and asked me if he was bedridden, and I told her, you know, he's not bedridden, but he basically sits in a recliner all day.
Yeah.
He's definitely a fall risk. Because he's blind, and then when he tries to walk, like, he's really getting winded and tired right away. And so she said, we'll take it, because she said usually they're really anal about doing six, you know, only giving up 16 hours.
Yeah.
But she said, I guess once when she gets through with the assessment, she'll let us know her determination.
Okay, perfect. So she could put in the request for 24-hour care.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always get approved, but it does happen. So if, you know, if she thinks that it makes sense, she'll submit the request, and we'll see how
mm-hmm.
much gets approved. But they're pretty
okay.
lenient with hours, so hopefully he'll get a good amount.
Okay.
Okay,
no,
so
they,
also, yeah, go ahead.
That, they were wondering, because we don't really have any guys
mm-hmm.
That we would recommend, but because my father, he's really giving women a hard time about changing him.
Okay.
Because we notice he only feels comfortable probably with guys changing him.
Do you want us to send a guy?
You could.
Okay. Let's discuss
okay.
that once we have the hours. Maybe
okay.
we'll, you know, take off a couple hours a week for someone to come in and change him when it's needed, okay?
Okay. All right.
Or,
thank you.
Yeah, perfect. So also, what I just want to make sure that you tell her the agency at the assessment. That way she sends us the authorization because there are more than one Family First Care. There's Family
mm-hmm.
First Care and there's Family First Home Care.
So okay.
I want to make sure the authorization goes to the right place because that could delay an extra week. So I'm going to text you our information, and you just
okay.
give it to her tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
right.
you.
No
I'm
problem.
Sorry. I forgot
we'll
to call you
touch.
Back.
No, it's
okay.
totally fine. Oh, also,
right.
we did get through to all three caregivers, and they are starting to onboard.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.